Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Michael Wilson, who's Executive Director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, and Michael is here today to talk to us about hunger and how to get resources and how to get food. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be back.
First of all, though, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Maryland Hunger Solutions, please?
Sure. Maryland Hunger Solutions is a nonpartisan, nonprofit that works all across the state of Maryland. We're headquartered here in Baltimore, and we work to end hunger in the state of Maryland. And we do that through a variety of methods, but we never physically touch food. So we work with the school programs that provide school meals, after-school meals, school breakfasts, summer meals to eligible kids. And we work with the SNAP program, which some of your audience might remember used to be called food stamps. And we work with the WIC program, the Women's, Infants, and Children's program. In fact, on the SNAP program, we're one of the places where if people really want to get help, they can call us on a toll-free number, and we can help them get SNAP application assistance and help them fill out an application.
Wonderful. Before we go any further, what's that number?
That number is 866-821-5552. That's 866-821-5552.
Okay, great. And there will be folks there. Is that a 24/7 or a 9-to-5?
So one of the things we talked about, Bill, was how things have changed because of the pandemic. So my staff is not in the office. They do not work in the office because we have to work remotely.
Right.
What we have is an answering machine, and we pick up the messages, and we call people back, and we try to figure out what kind of help they need. And if they need application assistance, we schedule them for an application assistance appointment so that they know when the call is going to come. If they need to know where local school meals can be found, we connect them to those in their local community, anywhere in Baltimore, anywhere in the state of Maryland. And if they need help from a food pantry or a food bank, we let them know the nearest one to where they live. But we do all of that remotely. No one is in the office. People call. They leave messages. We pick up the messages every day, and we're trying very hard to be as quick as we can to people because we know people are really in need.
Amen. Amen. How can someone find out more information about Maryland Hunger Solutions?
Well, we have a website, mdhungersolutions.org. They can call our toll-free number if they need assistance. If they email me at mjwilson@mdhungersolutions.org, I can forward it to the appropriate person on our team who can help them. But, you know, we're doing all we can because we know that there are lots of people in real need right now, and that's one of the results of the pandemic.
Amen. Yes, amen. And I guess as executive director, your job is to make everything work well and make sure nobody's hungry.
Well, I always say my job is to work for everybody else in our staff. I have to say we have really hardworking people who are doing this work. They work weekends, they work evenings, they do what it needs to get done. And I'm so amazed and so appreciative of everything they're doing to help people in their own.
That's great. That's great. It is critical to have folks there that care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially given the fact that every situation is different.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And there are an awful lot of people I know now that are in need of food who have never been in that situation before.
Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it, Bill. So, you know, when the shutdown happened early this year in March, we saw tens of thousands of people losing their jobs all across the state. And, you know, Maryland has always had, like lots of places, have always had people who are experiencing poverty, whether they were seniors, whether they were moms with kids, whether they were disabled, whether they were, you know, homeless, whatever the cause was, there were people experiencing poverty. But I think one of the things we saw because of the pandemic with people coming into the system who never thought they would be using this before. We got a call from a couple who had been independent contractors with, you know, they had a couple of adolescent kids, and they all of a sudden, their business was gone. Their work was gone. And they called and said, you know, we need help with application assistance. We provided the help. But they also said, we never thought we would be in this situation.
Yeah.
And part of what I think people have found is that it's not those people who need help. It's not that couple or that individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. Right. And by us, I mean it's the broader community, and you never know when it's going to be you, which is why the programs exist, which is why that we provide this assistance, and it's why people get the help that they need when they need it.
COVID, in other words, to summarize quickly, has made the hunger situation much worse.
Right. So we talk in general about the problems people have with food insecurity, and it's not just a fancy term. It's been validated by professionals and medical professionals that when you don't know, you don't have confidence that you're going to be able to get your next meal or a meal this week. That's an indication of food insecurity. And so just to give you a sense of how bad things are moving or what the reality that we're facing,
please.
You know, in February of 2020, Maryland had, let me get my number here, right here. Well, let me tell you, in July of 2019, there were 610,000 people on SNAP in the state of Maryland. And that's when you think things were pretty good. As of June of this year, there are 844,000.
Wow.
So 14% of the population in the state of Maryland is on SNAP. We've grown by over 250,000 people since February of 2020, and the numbers keep going up.
14% of Maryland?
14% of Maryland is on SNAP. So people who have an undocumented immigration status can't get SNAP. There are people who can't, for a variety of reasons, validate their income and expenses, and so can't get it. And then there's another reason that people are hesitant to talk about, but which we know is real, which is the stigma that people feel about utilizing this program.
Yeah.
They're like, oh no, I'm not one of those people. I'm not like that. I don't need that. Other people need that. When the reality is, this is a program that's meant for exactly people like you, exactly people like me, and for people who are going through long-term issues as well as short-term issues.
Yeah, yeah. As you said, we don't know when it's going to happen to us.
That's right. And we always think it's never going to happen to us.
Right, right. Just like nobody ever thinks there's going to be a big hurricane coming. And
yeah.
Nobody thinks there's going to be COVID coming. Well, it does come.
Yeah, yeah.
It does come.
You know, we've signed people up who were, you know, who are former college professors, people who are professionals, people who have all kinds of challenges all of a sudden because of a healthcare situation, because of a pandemic, because their business is gone unexpectedly just like that. And I'm not saying that that the things that happened to them for whatever reason happened for a good reason. But the truth is, sometimes we all need a hand up. We need a hand over. We need help. And I know, as you know this, Bill, that there are churches and synagogues and mosques all over the city in Baltimore, right here, who are helping people, who are providing meals.
That's right.
And I think that's a very good thing. But I also know that when today, in June, in Baltimore, there are 192,000 people on SNAP, no church, no synagogue, no mosque can provide 192,000 meals 3 times a day.
Not
or
even
once a week. Or once a week. Right. And so The reality is, while the charitable sector is very important, now's the time when our government has to do for us what needs to be done. Nobody expects us to defend the shores. You know, that's why we have a military.
Right.
No one should expect all of us to be able to put together our nickels and dimes and quarters to feed almost 200,000 people in Baltimore, or 844,000 people in the state of Maryland.
Let's talk about what assistance is available and the eligibility and locations and things.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about the schools. Because, you know, there are 900,000 students in public schools in the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And when schools shut down, students could not get the free or reduced price meals that they were otherwise eligible for. And that's a lot of students.
Yeah.
And that's a real hardship for those families. So one of the things that school systems did, I think, as effectively as they could, was to create grab-and-go meals. So that, you know, students could go to a school site and get meals and take them home, because we didn't want people eating in congregate sites. That wasn't one of the ways that we could help. And the Congress early on created a provision called pandemic EBT, meaning that if you are eligible for free or reduced price meals and you are on SNAP, they put extra benefits on your SNAP card. And if you were not eligible for a SNAP, they sent you an EBT card and they put the benefits on the card. So hundreds of thousands of folks got extra money on their cards to be able to buy food.
Great.
And that is a critically smart and efficient way to use the system. Because you couldn't deliver meals to hundreds of thousands that way, but you can give them money, which is better. So between school meals, pandemic EBT, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP benefits, and the WIC program, which is for infants, babies, pregnant moms, and moms with young kids, those are good programs that we push forward to be able to do this. Now we've got a problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we've got to get the federal government to continue moving on this.
Amen.
There are some people who think, kids should go back to school. And I think schools are trying to figure out the best way to do that, and they want to be smart about that.
Yep.
But we can't presume that everybody's going to be back in a classroom and back in a cafeteria. And we need USDA and the Congress and the administration to give the schools the same waivers they gave them in the spring and pandemic EBT, to give them the flexibility to teach kids safely and smartly.
How can our listeners help with that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, as an advocate, we always say, first of all, we got to have an honest conversation about this amongst ourselves. Secondly, we got to communicate with our federal elected officials. Every member of Congress, every U.S. senator needs to hear about this. They hear about problems all the time. They hear about the concerns about the post office. They'll hear about concerns about Social Security. They'll hear about concerns about everything. But unless we make hunger and food insecurity and, you know, food for seniors and for students and for pregnant moms a priority, it doesn't get to be a priority. It gets left off the table. So people have to do that. They have to be able to communicate with their elected officials about that.
And that means to do it now.
That means do it now. It means do it yesterday.
Yeah, send an email. It's better to make a phone call, but, you know, send an email. I guess go on their sites. Right.
Yes, go on their websites. Do everything that you can. And if your church or your synagogue or your mosque wants to do a group thing together, that helps too. We need the whole choir singing this now. We need everybody in chorus talking about the importance of it.
How can our listeners help your organization?
Well, if they go to our website, they'll see a lot of information and some of the things that we've done and things that we're encouraging people to do.
Uh-huh.
So that's at mdhungersolutions.org. But it's really simple to just look up your member of Congress. If you don't know who they are, you should know who they are anyway, and call them and say, hey, this is important to me. Please get this fixed.
Let's hope more folks do that. But unfortunately, Michael, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. So the toll-free number, if you need SNAP application assistance, is 866-821-5552. And the website is mdhungersolutions.org.
And for WIC?
Oh, if you contact us about WIC, we can help connect you there. We can't enroll you, but we can connect you no matter where you are in the state, because there are WIC offices in every jurisdiction.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, Bill.
Unfortunately, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Michael Wilson, who is Executive Director of the Maryland Hunger Solutions, for being our guest today. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We'll try.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.